Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to create a headache style edit. We'll build a metallic FM bell from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using operator, push it through a parallel distortion chain for grit, and use groove pool tricks to humanize and lock the bell into a rolling DNB groove. Everything uses live stock devices and simple routing so you can reproduce and adapt it quickly. What you'll build: a short FM bell patch and operator with a bell-like pitch snap and decay, a distortion and tone shaping chain that preserves transience while adding bite, a small four-bar arrangement where the bell sits in a DNB context, and a reusable audio effect rack with a macro to blend clean and distorted signals. Let's get started. Preparation: set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a common tempo for jump up and headache style rollers. Create a new live set and insert a new MIDI track. Designing the FM bell with operator: load operator on the MIDI track. Initialize it. Turn oscillators B, C, and D down so they're effectively off, and keep oscillator A as the carrier using a sine wave to start. Bring in a modulator, raise oscillator B around -6 to -3 dB and set it to a sine wave. Use operator's default routing where B modulates A. That gives us basic FM brightness. Set frequency ratios with the carrier A at 1.00 and B somewhere between 2.00 and 3.00. Try 2.37 or 3.00 for metallic overtones. Small decimal ratios produce an harmonic shimmer, so experiment, but start with 2.00 or 3.00. Shape the envelope so the sound rings like a bell. For osc A, set attack to 0, decay around 700 to 1200 milliseconds, sustain at 0, and release 200 to 400 milliseconds. For osc B, use a fast attack, a quick decay between 50 and 300 milliseconds, low or 0 sustain, and release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. The idea is bright initial harmonics that fade away. Enable the global pitch envelope for a zing on the hit. Set the amount between +6 and +24 semitones with a quick decay from 20 to 120 milliseconds, so the pitch snaps down like a struck bell. Tweak timbre with fine and coarse tuning on B and a small detune on incense. If the bell is too harsh, add a gentle low-pass filter, but preserve the high frequencies for that metallic character. Create a MIDI pattern. Make a 1 to 4 bar MIDI clip. Try a single long root note on beat 1 of each bar, with a couple of higher transient notes 3 or 4 octaves up as embellishments. Use main note lengths of about half a bar and short 1/8 or 1/16 hits for accents. Duplicate the clip to make a 4 bar loop. Build the distortion and tone chain after operator. Create an audio effect rack. We'll make two parallel chains, clean and distort. On chain A, the clean chain, place an EQ8 first and tame anything above 16kHz if needed. Follow with a glue compressor set lightly, for example threshold around -20 dB with a 2:1 ratio to glue the tail. On chain B, the distort chain, start with overdrive. Try drive between 4 and 10 and tone around 6 to 7. After that, add a saturator set to soft clip and push drive 2 to 6 dB. Enable oversampling at 2x or 4x in the saturator to reduce aliasing. If you want extra grit, add redux after saturator with subtle settings, bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits and minimal sample rate reduction. Then place an EQ8 after the distortion and use a narrow cut between 2 and 4kHz if the distortion gets harsh, and a slight high shelf boost at 6 to 12kHz if you need air. Optionally, use multiband dynamics on the distort chain to tame the top end. Macro and parallel balance: map chain B's volume to a macro labeled distort amount. That macro will blend the distorted chain with the clean chain. Also, map saturator drive and overdrive drive to macros so you can dial character quickly. Set the macro ranges sensibly. For example, make chain B's minimum very low and maximum around unity, so automation stays predictable. Groove pool tricks to create the headache feel: open the groove pool. In the browser, find a subtle groove preset. Things like MPC 16 swing or push loose are good starting points, and drag it into the groove pool. Select your bell MIDI clip. Open clip view and choose the groove you added. You can leave it uncommitted to audition timing and velocity non-destructively. Tweak the groove parameters in the groove pool. Reduce timing to about 70-90% for gentle humanization. Increase velocity by 10-18% so accents pop, and add small random of 2-8% for micro timing variation. For a headache edit double trick, duplicate the MIDI clip onto a second track with the same operator patch at lower volume and slightly detuned by a couple cents. Apply a different groove preset to that duplicate, pan them left and right, and blend using your distort amount macro. That gives rhythmic interplay and stereo width. If you have a headache reference loop, Extract its groove by right-clicking the audio clip and choosing Extract Groove. Drag that groove into your bell clip to better match the micro timing of the reference. Final balancing and glue. If CPU becomes heavy, resample or freeze and flatten the operator track. Put light glue compression on the stem to sit the bell in the mix. Automate the distort amount macro across the four bars. For example, keep it low on bars 1 and 2 and open it up before a filler transition. HeadX edits often add bite dynamically to transitions. Add a subtle reverb on a return track with a small hall size, low decay around 0.6 to 1.0 seconds, and send only a little so the bell stays dry up front. EQ the reverb return to remove low frequencies. Quick render check solo the bell and export to audio or resample to a new audio track to check for harshness. If you hear aliasing or unpleasant frequencies, reduce harsh EQ peaks and make sure saturator oversampling is enabled. Common mistakes to avoid: don't run too much distortion at the source. Slamming the sound before shaping usually blows out transients and creates harshness. Use parallel distortion and EQ after the distortion. Don't leave the modulator envelope too long. If it stays up, the bell loses its metallic click and becomes sustained. Don't commit groove too early. Keep the groove non-committed until you're happy with the timing. Watch anti-aliasing. Heavy FM plus Bitcrush invites aliasing. Use oversampling and keep Redux subtle. And always EQ after distortion. Distortion emphasizes resonances, so use narrow cuts to remove harsh mids or offending peaks. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts: set operators' global output a little lower when you plan to hit it with saturators and overdrive. Leave headroom. Use tiny pitch to tune a few cents, and duplicate channels for stereo width while keeping the core energy mono. Extract groove from a drum loop if you want the bell to breathe with the drums. Apply at low amounts for realism. Automate the ring mod depth or FM amounts subtly for motion, and try freezing and flattening to audio and then rerunning your distortion chain for more organic artifacts. When designing, use operators' feedback sparingly. 0 to 6 dB adds metallic edge quickly. You can add very low-level OSC or deroute it to at minus 20 to minus 12 dB for subtle inharmonic complexity without changing the main shape. Fractional ratios like 2.37 or 4.13 are great for metallic shimmer. If it gets chaotic, shorten the modulator decay or lower its level. Practical distortion workflow tips: build and test in stages. Start clean. Turn chain B on quietly and ramp distortion slowly until it becomes musical rather than harsh. Map chain B volume to a macro with sensible min and max values so you don't accidentally send the chain too hot. Use saturator oversampling when pushing drive. If CPU becomes an issue, freeze the track once you like the sound. Groove pool practicalities: preview grooves by dragging them to an empty clip before applying. Keep grooves non-committed while auditioning. Use small timing percentages, 70-90%. For subtle shuffle and small random amounts to avoid machine gun precision. For the most HeadX authentic feel, extract groove from an actual drum loop. Stereo and layering suggestions: duplicate the track and detune the copy by a few cents, pan slightly, and check in mono to make sure energy doesn't collapse. Small timing offsets of a few milliseconds and tiny pitch differences create width without losing impact. Layering with a single metallic sample can give instant transient clarity. Low pass or notch that sample to sit under the operator tone. Automation and arrangement tips: automate distort amount across transitions. Opening the distortion before a drop or at the end of a bar is a classic HeadX move. Use S-shaped fades for musical curves. Automate the pitch envelope amount for subtle motion across repeats. Keep macros labeled and color-coded for fast left tweaks while arranging. Fixes for harshness: if the bell is piercing around 2.5 kHz, sweep a narrow EQ 8 cut and pull minus 2 to minus 6 dB where needed. For sibilant highs after saturation, apply a low pass above 12-14 kHz or use multiband dynamics on the top band. If distortion causes pumping, check gain staging. Lower operator output and make up gain after EQ, or reduce plug-in drives and compensate with chain volume. CPU and workflow efficiency: save your audio effect rack as a preset once your distort amount macro is dialed. It's a huge time saver. Duplicate the track to experiment and keep a working version for quick/B. Freeze and flatten when you commit, then run creative distortion on the audio for more organic artifacts without heavy CPU usage. Creative variations to try: try a short burst of very high pitch envelope for a glitter accent, or sidechain the distort chain to a rhythmic kick for pumping motion. A short reversed bell transient layered under the hit can tighten the perceived attack. Mini practice exercise: create a two-bar MIDI pattern with a root and an octave offbeat. Build the operator FM bell as described. Add an audio effect rack with clean and distorted chains and map a distort amount macro. Put two grooves in the groove pool. Apply one at about 80% timing to the first bar and another at about 60% to the second bar by duplicating clips. Keep them uncommitted. Automate distort amount from 10 to 70% between bars. Export a 4-bar loop and listen to how groove and distortion interact. Recap, you've learned how to craft a metallic FM bell and operator with carrier, modulator and a pitch envelope snap, how to add a parallel distortion chain using overdrive, saturator and redux, and how to use the groove pool to humanize and lock your bell into a headache style edit. Remember the key rules: use parallel distortion, shape EQ after distortion, keep groove non-committed until you're sure, and always preserve headroom. Practice the mini exercise, save your rack as a preset, and use the tips in the coach notes as a living cheat sheet while you iterate. That's it. Go make some gritty, grooving bells.